Hey guys, it's me, Mia, and how are you guys doing? I don't really know what to say, and this is really unplanned. I don't even know whether or not that I should continue doing podcasts. I mean, I don't really know what to talk about. I do have like some ideas, but at the same time, it requires a very, very, very loyal commitment, and I don't think I have like a lot of time to do podcasts. I'll try to do it if I feel like it, but at the same time, I don't think that I could be consistent as I wanted to be in this. Who knows, maybe one day. I got a lot of things to do since the COVID, this corona thing. It's just, well, I found out one that I'm actually not bad in baking. I just started baking like a few months ago, and now I'm really good at it. Not really that good, but enough to, you know, make good enough cookies or something. Let's just skip and continue straight to the point, what I really wanted to talk about and what made me randomly wanted to do this again. And by the way, if you're new here and if you've been listening to some of my really weird podcasts, I mean, it's not that weird. To me, it's weird because I'm not that type of person, really, really good at explaining or talking the things that I want to talk about, because yeah, like I said, I'm an awkward person in real life, and if we were ever to meet like face to face, I am seriously not like this. And well, I'm this person just really trying to fit in and try to blend in with people, so I'm not sure if this podcast just suits me, because it requires talking about a lot of things and certain things and in certain topics, and I don't know what to talk about. If I want to talk about this thing, and then I would have to figure out if people love to hear it or willing to hear it. And if I want to talk about this certain things that people wanted to hear, then I don't really like it. And that's not gonna work either. I'm not gonna put out something that I don't really want to talk about just for the mere sure of people listening to my podcast. That's that. And welcome, if you guys still listening to my podcast, welcome to When Everyone's Asleep. I'm still gonna keep it that way because I love the title. I mean, I love the name of this podcast. This channel, this podcast, whatever. So, how are you guys? I'm fine. Yeah, I'm really fine. Just like you heard of from the intro, I learned how to bake. Not just that, I started journaling. Yeah, I started journaling, and it has been very therapeutic. Is that the word? Yeah, I think it's that word. And so yeah, I'm going to talk about a little bit, you know, update about what I'm currently am or what I'm doing. So yeah, I'm still trying to improve how to communicate and speaking without feeling so awkward. I'm sorry if this is really not that good. I'm sorry for wasting your time in, you know, listening to this, making you listening to this when if you came across this randomly. So hi, welcome. I've been in a roller coaster ride, up and down, getting punches, getting hit, getting beaten. Oh my god, I just don't know how to describe this few months. Like, okay, let me just explain one thing a bit. 2020 is the year where I want to reshape myself, where I want to feel confident, accept myself, to feel less negativity, you know. So, in order to do that, I realize now how hard it is to move forward without dragging your own personal past that you just can't seem to let go. So that's what happens to me. And the fact that I am no longer friends with some of the people that I even mentioned in my podcast, if you ever listen to my previous podcasts. And it's like, wow, you know, when I think about it again, it's just weird not having these people that you used to have, that you used to talk with, you used to play and make fun and tease and laugh with. They're not there anymore. And I mean, it's not anyone's fault. It's like, if they're toxic, you have to cut them off, kind of thing, you know. So it's a necessary thing to do. And although that we've been friends for a very long time, or we've been very close, doesn't actually mean that these people would stay permanently in your life. So that's what I learned this past few months. And I know I should have learned it earlier, but I'm a late bloomer, I guess. I found this thing just so new. I tried to cut people off a few years back, but it didn't work. I always ended up taking them back as friends, or back as, you know, like, ended up getting used to it now. But this time I just can't. I just really cut them off real quick, no contact until now. That's it. And kind of hurts though, because it's like you lost a half of you, and for all of the years that you've been with them, you've been relying these people to make conversation, or to lead you or guide you to a better way when you can actually learn it for yourself. But it's hard for me, because without these people, I would be nothing. But it's time that I am going to live my own life, my own rules, my own things to do, and not relying 100% on a person, on other people. So yeah, that is what I'm going to do. And the fact that people that I love so much ended up not going to the same journey as I am, not going to the same line, not going to the same story or chapters with me, it's just fairly hard to adjust. How to say that? Wait, what am I saying? It's like, what I'm trying to say is that it's hard to adjust my life without these people, when all my life, these people has always been there. And this past few months, there's ups and downs. There's sometimes that I feel like I did the wrong thing to cut people off, but then at the same time, I just can't deal with these people. And some of these people, even though I cut them off, I still keep the old conversation, even though I block them, or still keep their pictures. it's not because that I want to still hold on to the past. It's because I think that I don't necessarily need to throw everything off or throw everything away just because they're in the picture or they're there in my phone in the old conversation. I just like to read them, you know, just to throw back a little bit of our old life, our old self, our old journey. And I also feel like some of the friends that I have been friends with for like the rest of my life, like the dreams that we chased together has like not been the same either. And it's hard because we've been talking about the same thing, the same dream, the same goals for a very long time, and it ended up like she has a different path, or she has a different path, he has a different way, and while me just still chasing the same goals and the same dreams that we used to have. And it's not a bad thing, but I just have a hard time to accept that as well. But slowly I am supporting them no matter what. And I know that life can be hard, and I'm learning now. And because I feel like I don't know what to do, I'm a fresh graduate, I don't really know what to do afterwards. I wanted to study, but financial is the problem. But at the same time, I want to work, but in my country, working far away from your hometown is not suggestible. Wait, is that a word? Like, people don't suggest you to go outside of your hometown, of your region, because, well, COVID. Haha. That's why Corona's just getting us off, you know, like, holding us back from what we wanted to do originally. Like, I have this plan all set up before Corona, and now I just don't know what to do or where I should go and where should I start, because the plans that I made requires me to go outside of my region, so I can't even go past the border, and that's just hard, you know. In order to pass to another region, we need to apply for a permit, and if you don't have the permit and you don't have the approval, you'll get sued. Like, yeah, I'm not going to take that risk, you know. And I'm 21, y'all. So 21 in Malaysia with no job and just don't know what to do. Zero income. Still living under your parents' rooftop. It's just weird. It felt like we're not doing anything, and I feel like I could just throw myself into the trash because I think my parents are better off without me, you know. But at the same time, I don't want to do that. I don't want to think like that. I don't want to think that I'm a burden. I used to think that I'm a burden, but of course every child in this world to their parents is not a burden, unless that parent is a little bit crazy. Yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I want to further my study, especially in this new era where you have to wear masks everywhere and attending online classes. I'm just really not good at explaining, especially through online. You guys can see through my podcast, like, can hear through my podcast that I'm not really good at talking, and talking is like just basic things that I can do, but to talk deeply, now that's really hard. I'm not even sure what I'm trying to say right now. I'm just trying to talk and talk and talk and improve. So yeah, I hope that this corona thing is just over soon, because I felt like it really held me back from the things that I wanted to do. Sure, there are things that I can do. Like, I've been wanting to journal for a very long time, and I did that because I have like so many times to waste and to just focus on journaling. I've already done that. I've read a lot of books. I don't know how many books I've already read and bought and then just wanted to buy again from the same previous store that I got my other books this past few months and days and weeks. So yeah, I'm just really learning how to insert positivity now, and I also started working out very, okay, I'm not saying that daily, but maybe two or three times a week like that, just to stay in shape and just to be healthy. And also, I've been, okay, not all the time. I don't really meditate all the time, but there are times I just close my eyes and just breathe in and out, and just not think about anything else, but just the darkness and the silence, you know, meditating for 3 minutes, and that's that. And it has helped and improved me and let me reflect on the things in life. So I don't think that corona time is such a bad thing at all. But at the same time, it's a disease. It's a pandemic. Of course, it's not good. On the bright side, during this COVID, you get to spend time with your family, not like daily basis where you're working and you're busy, you just don't have time to call them or something like that, and now you do. But it's also really bothersome because like my boyfriend lives like far, far away from me. I'm here and he's there, out there, and we can't see each other. Like I said, if you're wanting to go to other region, you need to have permit, you need to have approval, and it's just so time consuming. And if you don't, it's like this, even if you ask for a permit, it doesn't mean that you will get it, you know. They would analyze and they would see whether or not the purpose of you going to other region is okay or not, and if it's okay to them, like if it's emergency, sure, they will give you the permit right away. But if it's only for like vacay or something, they're just going to withdraw it and help you and say, oh, you can you wait for another few months like that. I mean, this permit is only for like really emergency case, so yeah, that's not gonna work too. So one of the reasons why I'm so depressed not seeing my boyfriend. What else am I going to talk about? That's the update on my life. You guys already know what I'm, well, currently doing. I'm journaling, I'm reading, like always. I'm working out, starting to working out, and I'm baking. Cut people off my life just because they're negative and toxic. But I do really miss these people, though. I wish that they know that I miss them, even though we don't talk to each other anymore. But at the same time, I don't want them to get in and try to drag me down again, because I really, really want to be positive. That person with no toxic things in their life, that doesn't have dramas, that have less worries and less anxieties or something, and less depressed or something. So I'm sorry if these people turn out, you know, like not good to me. Well, what am I sorry for? There's nothing for me to be sorry at. It's not my fault, it's not their fault. I mean, I'm just doing my part as a human, right? Like, if that person is toxic, you need to cut them off. So everyone does that. But at the same time, cutting people off just like that is not easy, as people thought and think that it would. because these people, they have hearts, and you just don't want to hurt them as well, you know, but at the same time, you don't want them to hurt you in that kind of way. So, enough about this. What I'm saying is that 2020 is a challenging year, and everyone is facing something at one point in their life. And right now, we're all here together, gathering around, hearing podcasts. If you came across this randomly, thank you for staying and listening to it till the end. And yeah, hi, welcome to when everyone's asleep. It's too a bit late, I think, to introduce people to this podcast. But yeah, I don't really know what I'm going to say next, but I'll consider whether or not that I continue this podcast. So, thank you for listening, guys. Thank you so much. And if you're Malaysian, please do follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is private, so I'm sorry if it took a very long time for me to accept your Instagram. But make sure if you want to be, you want to follow me, and you want me to notice you or something, you want me to talk about something in this podcast, or suggestion or anything, please do DM me. I would read the DM and say that you found me through my podcast. So, yeah, this is my podcast. This is my Instagram, Sheremiah22, Sheremiah2020. So, yeah. If you're not sure it's me, wait, of course you're sure it's me. Like, I leave a podcast link down at my bio, so you guys would know that's me. So, if you have any suggestion, just don't be shy. Just DM me, you know, anything. We'll be friends or something. If you want to be friends with me, if you feel like you want to be friends with me, I'm okay. I'm an okay person. A bit open-minded. Oh, wait, not a bit. A lot, though. So, yeah, I'm just going to leave this in awkwardness. Thank you for listening.